Rochelle, how do people get to your show? How do they get to your social media? Because your show's on fire.
Michelle Swimmick is joining me now tonight, live from Arizona. Hi, Michelle. How are you tonight?
I am excellent, Brandon. How are you?
Michelle Swinnick, you're a firebrand.
Oh, hello, Arizona and America! We're coming to take you back, peeps. It's Friday, October 13th, and it's been 339 days since the most fraudulent, corrupt, rigged, mismanaged, incompetent, deceitful, chaotic, tyrannical, malfeasance, maladministration, disenfranchising, and voter suppression our country has ever had, with the worst being right here, the pits of hell, the demon center, where it all had the devil. You got it. America, Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona. It was an administrative insurrection. You want an insurrection? Happen here, administratively. Arizona actually happened all over the country. You probably don't hear that from all those experts, do you? They stole your sacred right to choose your representatives through your vote. They did it in the 2022 primaries. They did it in the 2020 general, and they did it in the 2020 primaries. Anyone tell you that didn't happen is a liar. They're grifters and frauds, not to mention the stupid fraudulent elections allow demons to control their lives. Our lives. Yes, our lives. They control our lives, destroy our country, and give them free reign to sex, slave, traffic, rape, sacrifice, torture, and murder the children. Harvest their organs and bloods. Today's guest, Denise Babayan, Leslie Shepherd, and Daniel Wood, LD3 updates. Oh, LD3. Well, yes, LD3, but LD updates in general, because we got a bunch of them here. The Board of Supervisors, which Denise has called the SOBs, because we live in the backwards world, so it's not BOS, it is SOBs, and it is so fitting. And subpoenas to all the turds in the demonic devil state of Arizona. We have 144 days to ban the voting machining people and take back our unconstitutional elections, or America is officially dead, D-E-A-D, upon arrival, right? The coup was November 4, 2020. So you've got 144 days left until you cannot take this back. It is time to stop being slaves with the people. Grab your pen and paper, put on your common sense caps, grab your belt of truth, text your friends, tune in, get to savemyfreedom.us. SaveMyFreedom.us during the break and subscribe. We'll be right back. Look at the whiteboard. Got lots to do today. So work it, show peeps.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Hello, I'm Anna Kane with The Flame.
And I'm Nicola Orozco with The Flame.
And we just want to thank Brighteon for having us on their show. And we want to encourage everybody to break out of the movable middle. Go to theflameusa.com. Get your subscription to our fastest growing newspaper. And thank you, Mike Adams, for having us.
Thank you, Mike Adams, for having us. We love you.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrighteonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Brighteon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrightEonStore.com.
Man, I gotta tell you something. Thank God for Brighteon TV. For the first time in my life, I can say what I want and nobody tells me to shut up. God bless Mike Adams.
Hey, Dr. John Diamond here. I was sitting at my house during COVID. The Lord told me to start a show. I had no idea what to do or where to go. And then I got the call from Brighteon. So Mike Adams, appreciate you. You made me the man I am today. God bless.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets. And the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Thank you, Brighteon TV, and Bob Denny of Brighteon TV. Brighteon goes where other people don't have the courage to go. Great hosts such as Christy Hutchinson and Alan Keyes. And thank you, Mike Adams, as well. It's a pleasure to be on Brighteon TV.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com. At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support.
That is our show, Jesus Rocks. Remember to start your day this way. Everybody got to pray, plan, and take action. Of course, the show is hosted by the elegant and effective. Notice how I go through the letters of the alphabet each week, right? We're on E this week, guys, E. The elegant and effective Lucy DeGrazia, connecting current events and real history of the stuff that you've been told with the truth of God. This week's episode that we are replaying on Brighteon.tv on Sundays at 6:30 a.m. Pacific time, 9:30 a.m. Eastern time, is episode 378, War, What Is It Good For? Making Satanists Wealthier. Okay? Very appropriate for where we are right now. And again, these shows are evergreen, 23 episodes that will explain everything, give you the spiritual battle tools to win, and history and current events all rolled into a nice little, Lucy does a little bow, a little guitar, a little singing. And that episode was actually recorded October 5th of 2022. Literally, you would have thought we did it yesterday. All right, so her verse of the week is Amos 5:15. Hate evil and love what is good. Turn your courts into true halls of justice. Come on, how do you do that, we the people? You're going to learn about that today on the show. I've been talking about Alaska and the Constitution. Perhaps even yet the Lord God of heaven's armies will have mercy on the remnants of his people. She talks about Michael Aquino, the Church of Set and Satan, military psyops, and the CIA. It's very, very important you listen to that episode or watch that show. You can get it over at JesusRocksLive.com, JesusRocksLive.com. And Hunter right now, and why you're not seeing some of the graphics that normally come up during the show is because he is helping Leslie. We're having some technical issues, but you know what it is? It's demons, people. The demons, because what we're talking about today, I'll give you an example of demons, and then I want you to go over to Rumble channel. But here's an example. You know Twitter, that fake free speech platform that Elon Musk did not pay $40 billion to, right? I know. Still PSYOP, CIA, all that. So I put out a bunch of posts this week, okay? So I'm just going to give you an example. I'm going to give an example. When you say certain things that we're going to talk about today on this show, this is how you get censored, apparently, right? So I did a tweet last Sunday, and it was reposted by 74 times, and it had and it was about the turds in Congress, right, that were on Maria Bartiromo's show and what they had said, right? Had 17,000 views. Then I did one on Jim Jordan and what a POS he really is, because he says his first priority if he was speaker was to help Israel. Okay, how about us? Hi, how about us, border, our election system? What about that? Had 88 retweets, had 7,500 views. And the one that I did about Daniel's subpoenas and his court case and the turds and calling them out for not investigating the election, Wendy Dodgers, Joseph Cheptik, and Alan Colonoscopy. And I put the actual subpoenas in there. That one was retweeted out 98 times, 4,300 views, okay? Censorship, and I watched it throughout the day happen. So yes, they don't want you to know about what we're gonna talk about today, because when they know that we know that we hold all the power, all the political power is inherent in we the people, things are going to change this country, because we're going to take everything back, because they stole it. Stole your sacred right to choose representatives to your vote, and they stole everything else from you. They stole your country. All right, so I want everybody to go to Rumble. Are you there? Did you get a hold of her, Hunter? So I want you to go over to Rumble. The channel is Save My Freedom. You're going to go to savemyfreedom.us. You're going to subscribe. Okay, he's still working on the Leslie. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to get this show on the road. I want you to go ahead and over to the Rumble, because all the Take Action toolkits and the videos and the segments, not only this show, Jesus Rocks is on there, other people's shows, any quality content that I would like for you to get your arms around or help you to understand what the situation is, or so you could learn, so you could be smart, right? Smart, empowered, and then pissed off, right? That's what we're going to do. So before we bring on the team, Bettine, Denise, Bobbian, Leslie Shepherd, who they're working on her tech issues, and Daniel Wood. Now, Daniel's going to be audio only today because he's at work. Shh. I want to say a special thank you to all the platforms that invited us to be a part of their team. And we're on two new ones, okay? All right. So it is, of course, Bright Tan TV and Radio, Conservative Television America, Right America Media, The Flame USA, Your News, Frank Speech, Brandenburg News Network, The Patriot Party News, that should be starting sometime next week, Grassroots 50, yeah, that's grassroots50.com, that's Ray Michaels, Patriots Helping, Patriots Network, that's Jody, Grassroots Warrior Network, GRWN, I was just on Kevin Hoyt's show, that's episode 192 and 193 in the Exposed Toolkit, and the Freedom First Network, which is our buddy Jeff Dornick. So I encourage you to go subscribe to that, because I've been loading it up lately, and I want you to watch episodes 191 with Ohio Brett. I give you the updates on Daniel's case and the subpoenas and the take action strategies, and also episodes 192, 193. Very, very importante, okay? All right, so do me a favor and bring on Denise. I got to move this over because I can't see. And then if you want, bring on Daniel and he'll hang. He said he'll hang. And then you're working with Leslie to go ahead and work out the tech issues. All right. So Denise Bobbian, it's been too long. I looked and it was like May, right? So Denise has been Denise is muted, so she's got to unmute herself. There we go. All right. So if you're with me, Hunter, there's graphics and videos that will pull up, but I want Denise to give you kind of the update on what's going on LD12. But Denise, where you been, dude? Look at your shirt. One day, one vote.
Because this is all we need. There's nothing else that we need right now. If we fix this, we fix everything. And that's what people need to start to realize. What's going on in LD12? Well, the first thing is we officially endorse Donald J. Trump as the Republican candidate because, you know, they're trying to keep him off the ballot, which is unconstitutional because he meets the qualifications as written in the Constitution as to the fact that he can run as a presidential candidate. And that's all you need. You don't need a popular vote in order to put you on a ballot. This PPE election is unconstitutional. It's completely unconstitutional. And what are we doing running around like chickens with our head cut off with cards, trying to tell people sign up to be Republican so you can vote because it's a partisan voting thing and we have to make sure we vote for our candidates. It's completely unconstitutional. We shouldn't even participate and we should call for our own election later on. And we should ignore this. That's what should happen because the Constitution states that there's three qualifications to be president. You have to be a naturalized citizen, you have to be a resident for 14 years, and you have to be at least 35 years old. I think Donald Trump meets all of them, among who knows who else they're trying to keep off, but that's all he needs. He doesn't need a popular vote, and this is an attempt to propagandize the electors to go and go, oh no, my Republican Party wants me not to put him on the ballot because the machines calculated that Donald Trump didn't make it on. That's what's happening here. This is what I believe is happening. So I'm completely disgusted because now I have to run around like an idiot thinking that I have to tell people to make sure you're checking. You know, they also change Republicans to PND. Mm-hmm. They do this behind the scenes mm-hmm. without anybody knowing. So mm-hmm. Republicans need to be paranoid and checking every month to make sure that their status didn't get changed. Because if they go to vote in the partisan election on March 19th, 2024, they'll find out, oh no, I was switched to PND. I can no longer vote. And everybody will walk away and just go, oh, well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, it's you're spot on. You're spot on. See, the PPE has no purpose. Okay. So, but it costs a lot of money
for the demons.
Right. It's against strategy. It's an anti-strategy. It has nothing to do. It has no meaning in order for President Trump to be the nominee. Okay. That's what the primary is for. Okay. So this Correct. Is another way for the demonic people that run the elections, the election directors, the whole MTEC and run back and the board of supervisors to get their grubby hands into something. So it's basically a test run for the primaries, right?
Correct.
Because they're going to do the same crimes that they've done in the other elections that we have done the investigation on, right? So why would you want to have them in charge of yet another election that's unconstitutional election? Because all of your elections are unconstitutional, okay?
But it gets better than that. You see, because when you go and you try to talk to people that are unaware, or when you go and you try to bring it up at the wonderful SOB meetings every other week, then you find that you're told stupid things like this. Well, that's not in our purview. That's the legislators or the mm-hmm. legislatures. But that's crap too, because guess what? In the end, they all swore an oath. And so if just like in the military, if you swear an oath, and you don't know what you're swearing to, and you go and carry out repugnant things, you're just as treasonous as the rest of them. So just because the legislators have made this statute that calls for a PPE election, which I have in my phone here, there's an actual statute that calls for this special election, just because they made that doesn't mean that it's legitimate. And it also doesn't mean that the Board of Supervisors, they should be calling out the legislators if they really were going to do their job and represent we the people and follow the Constitution.
Well, and then the other thing, too, is you mentioned the unconstitutional part and you mentioned the oath. See, what happened was it's bad enough that the oath that they took, which is the wrong oath.
Wasn't even real.
What it was, they're not even living up to what's in the oath they took. Okay,
yep.
So they're not even doing the oath that they took. And the oath that they took, which was what the subpoenas are, when Daniel comes on, we'll go into that. When I mentioned it, I talk about it in detail in 191, 192, 193 on the Rumble there. And
So
it's not.
They're not even legitimately allowed. They're occupying. They're actors. Okay. They're at the point where they are squatting in all the positions in government. This is the whole country. Everybody in office because nobody took the correct oath. So your government's been vacated. Yeah, well, your government has been vacated because these people have no authority to be in office, and they have no business running your elections. So even if you didn't know in all of that, why after what you saw in 2020, then you saw it again in 2022, even worse. Why would you want the Board of Supervisors and the Election Department in Mayor Corruption County touching anything in your life? And no less an election. So where's your brains, everybody? But then you're listening to people that tell you to ballot chase. Okay. What?
Yeah.
Are you've lost your minds. Okay. You're taking election strategy advice from people who've never worked the elections or specifically never or investigated elections to understand how the real process works, because there's nobody in this state, I can tell you right now, that knows how our elections actually operate, that's on our side.
The
I just want to finish the sentence. So the people that are bad who are operating the elections, some of them don't necessarily even know how bad it really is because they're just following instructions or they're looking the other way to certify like the Board of Supervisors. But the ones that are operating it, they know. Because they created this system. There's not one other person. There's not literally one person in this country, but there's two people in this country that really understand on our side how the elections work. And one of them is pointing at you right now. And I'm pointing at myself and Leo D'Onofrio. That's it. Okay. So you do not take advice from anybody that they might have been doing this for 20 years. Well, they suck at it because look, they keep losing. Why? But yet they keep making more money, like a Wendy
Dodger. Because it's by design.
Thank you.
Giving us instructions from the top down by design. And they want us to run around and go, oh, almighty masters, you guys know all. Us little peons in the Republican Party at the local level, we're supposed to march to the orders of your call out. Nah, not this girl, not the grassroots. That's not what we do. That is not what we do.
So let me do this. So she's got the LD12 did their... because we're going to bring on Leslie now that she's got her tech issues done. That is the endorsement for Trump. We did that at LD3. I encourage, I'm begging all the LDs to do the same. Because then once the LDs do that, guess what? No PPE, you don't need it. And if somebody's saying, well, we have to have it. You didn't have it in 2020, people. Because they just gave the endorsement to Trump because he was already in office. So they can do that. Again, they can do whatever we want them to do because we are the government, okay? And again, it requires us to have volume, meaning loud and lots of people. This is our show. We need to take it back, meaning like our operation, right? And we can do that. We can do that.
Let me just say.
Yeah, go ahead.
That when we did this motion was made on the floor in our LD meeting. With no rebuttal, no debate, and almost unanimous. And probably the only reason it wasn't unanimous was because a few people had already gotten up and left.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, so that's good. All right. Bring on Leslie. Bring on Leslie if you can there, Hunter. And then in LD23, they censured Jeff Dimwit. So he has censures in 8, 3, and 23, and he is the AZGOP chair. Now the AZGOP is a private LLC, okay?
Right.
It's a corporation. So they have no business even being involved in the legislative districts or anything that has to do with your life when it comes to politics, okay? That's unconstitutional, okay? They're private. You're not a part of it. There's 84 people that actually are members that are on the executive board or the members at large. There's 84 of them. Those people are the AZGOP. And then all the state committeemen that were elected, I'm one. It's not something I'm proud of. It's something that you have to do. You have to keep an eye on these son of a bitches, right? These SOBs and these POSs. And nobody else is a member in the whole state. Okay? You're not a member. You might be a registered Republican. You're not a member of the AZGOP. Okay? Unless you fit those two criteria. Or if you're part of the 84 or a state committeeman. So do not give them money. Okay? Do not give them money. They're evil, evil, evil demons and people. All right, Leslie, before we go to the Board of Supervisors, let's play the Patty Porter video number one, because I want to set the, and Patty's at work. She couldn't make it today. So we said we're going to play this. And then Leslie, you give us the BOS, the SOB update. So video number one, please. Yeah. And that's okay. One day, one vote. One day, one vote. No machines. Ban the machines. Remember, you're going to do that every single day, everybody. Every single day, you're going to go to, you're going to go to savemyfreedom.us. You're going to subscribe. And the first tab that you come to says, ban the machines. I'm ready. So you just keep going. I was filling. I was doing filler. Filler for you, Hunter.
Unless that interparty resolution violates a controlling Arizona statute, there is.
No, that's from last week. So this one is Patty Porter video number one. All right, so you just, it's in the Dropbox. So you grab that whenever you got it. So, all right, fill us in, Leslie.
Keep the process the way it is. Voters are very, very unhappy, and they're distrustful of the Board of Supervisors, to be quite honest. Let's just stay the heck out of it and leave it the way it is. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Unbelievable. Seriously unbelievable. Patty Castillo Porter, representing about 145,000 Republicans, are going to be more pissed off than they were in 2022 and 2020. We are a Republican form of government. We, the people, you guys sit here and continue to ignore what the people, you talk about wanting to join the people together. You get in front of TV. Where's that guy that was sitting right over there, Liddy and everybody else?
Right,
we
here.
Had the most secure elections. BS. And you know what? I am talking to people every single day. And what you guys have done by inserting yourselves in a process that, with the word shall, many lawyers know shall is not a must. So don't play that game with me. It is a shall. And moreover, what needs to happen is I'd like to see that policy. How many days and what is the accountability for somebody on your staff to turn over the research? To my knowledge, I represent six LDs. Not one person has said, we misappropriated a seat. We didn't have a vacancy. That has never happened. So the fact that you are going with this directive with no basis, no evidence, tell me how many PCs have been misappropriated? How many?
Okay.
Is my time up? No, I've got plenty of time. So I'm going to keep going. So what we need... Where was the advisory committee that submitted the policy,
Mr. Chairman,
for this?
Wait 1 second, Steve. Let me get through.
I have
Mr.
the
Chairman,
floor.
Point of order.
I have the floor. I have the floor.
Hold on. Hold on, Steve. 1 second.
He's interfering with
she's got 40. She's got 1 minute left. Time. 1 second, and I will take a comment. Please.
Thank you.
Please start.
Thank you. So when can the LDs and the representatives of the party have the policies in hand? Are they available online, Mr. Liddy?
Yes or no?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
Were the policies that you wrote that's going to take the power away from the LDs to actually approve PCs? It's very simple.
Yeah, it's very simple. There is no such policy. You've made an error.
They just voted on new policies and procedures.
No, you just asked me a question about a policy that's going to take power away from the PCs, and there is no such policy.
The policy that was just voted on.
Excuse me, that's the answer to your question.
They were just voted on. Where is it at?
Thank you. Please.
That's the answer to your question.
Please give up. Tom, please give up the microphone. You've had your 2 minutes.
I do want to see that. Is it going to be on the website?
You're welcome.
I'll be all over this.
Please sit down. Please sit down.
Oh, Patty Porter, how wonderful was that? So that is Liddy. Okay, Liddy is related to G. Gordon Liddy, for those of you who don't know. G. Gordon Liddy, a long, old school, old-timer Arizona name. Oh, bring the girls back up. And the things that I'm going to share with you about Mr. Liddy and all those SOBs that are sitting on that panel, they'll rue the day that they treated us like all this and what they did in this election. That's all. That's just a little teaser. They're done. They're done. All right, Leslie, go ahead.
Oh, what am I talking about? What happened? Well, first of all, I just cannot. I tell you what, I was tickled pink about. I mean, there's so many things that come out in that one scene. First of all, it's so awesome when you see a patriot get up there and just pop them with truth and just knowing what your power is, that we're not the peasants, we're the power of the people. And, you know, I don't know if anyone you noticed in behind her was that guy,
Blue. He's their built-in 15-minute ushering in the 15-minute city guy.
Yeah.
Well, when she gets up front there and she says, where is Liddy? Where is that guy Liddy? And you hear him saying, I'm back here. He was back there having a little hug fest with Blue, their built-in 15-minute boy, which is on that video you just played.
Yeah, yeah, it's on the behind the scenes. So, Leslie, hold that thought. I got to go to commercial break. Sorry that we had some technical issues, everybody, and it was a little choppy, but we're on track now. Daniel's coming back in the second half. The ladies will be back, and we're going to talk about the subpoenas and, of course, the Board of Supervisors, because it's a big meeting on Wednesday. We need people to go down there. Leslie's got the scripts, so you can be prepared, right? This is what you need to do. We're going to stand up, speak up, and show up. Volume. Lots of people. Get real loud. Otherwise, you're going to be a slave. And this state is done. So is the country. We'll be right back after the break.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of My Pillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Stern, CEO of Flagshirt.com. A third-generation, veteran-owned small business. I believe that the American way of life is for all of us. I'm asking you today to visit flagshirt.com. Help keep the American dream alive. Be a flag waver. Carry a nation's heritage. Use coupon code HOME10 for 10% off site-wide and buy a flag shirt today.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing patriots for humanity.
Use promo code HOME at checkout for additional savings.
Defend democracy.
From misinformation poses a threat to our nation's health.
Climate change is an emergency.
Democratic socialism.
Codify one's right to choose.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15.
Are you with me, Hunter? Are you with me, Hunter? Right? You know, we're having all kinds of technical issues. All right, we were talking behind the scenes. We're yelling and screaming behind the scenes. See, that's the thing, but you got to be passionate about this stuff, guys. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. But Hunter, if you can pull up, the website. So revive our American dream, please. Because this is the commercials that you just saw are the partners and sponsors of the show. And this is where all the great products are, because we want you guys to keep supporting companies that don't hate you, that aren't trying to shut you down, that share your same values. And you really got to move away from these demonic companies, because if you don't, then you're just supporting it. Again, it's bad enough you don't have a government. You don't have a country. Okay? You don't need to even give support to the big box stores or to the other. There's so many companies that are horrible, evil, which are that are giving money to the people that are destroying your lives. So you can't, all you're doing is you're literally funding the beast. You don't want to do that. So on the savemyfreedom.us, if you go to the second tab, I think it is, it's the marketplace. Go there, check it out. You've got great stuff. Of course, everybody's got the MyPillow, right? But the great thing about one of the other things is the Zev Zelenko, the Z-Stack. Now, I'm going to tell you this real quick, and I want to bring the guys on because I want to give them enough time. Ann Vandersteel is a good friend of mine. She's on the board for the Zev Zelenko Foundation. So same guy, Zev Zelenko, the doctor who did all the COVID stuff, right? And he died. Actually, they kind of took him out. But anyway, she's been down in that Darien Gap, you know, the jungle. And she's down there with Michael Yon and Bergwam. And all the guys get sick every time they go down there. She went down there with them. She didn't get sick. Okay? She's like, I didn't get sick. I was totally fine even when I came home. Because she's taking that stuff and a bunch of other things. So I'm going to find out exactly everything she's taking, because we're talking on Sunday. And then I'm going to fill you guys in. And then if you can, you know, it's not expensive stuff, but this is protocol. Because it just, whatever bugs are out there, boom, she didn't get sick. Okay? She's in the jungle and all the boys are sick. And she don't get sick, all right? So, again, you got to keep your immune system up, because they're coming after you, the mRNAs. It's in the food. It's in the air. It's the chemtrails, you name it. But the best one that we've got so far is Patriot Mobile. So you want to pull up that graphic. It's graphic number 13, Hunter. So My Patriot Mobile, the best thing about it is not only do you get the free activation, everybody offers that, right? That's promo code Save My Freedom. But I negotiated 10% off each month on your bill. Because I said, these precinct committee men, these people that are grassroots, that are working, that are volunteers, that make no money, do all the work. At least you could do is cut them a break. So if you go and change your, you could pick, they become the company that is hosting you, but you still keep the same company. Like if you're a Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile, those are the only three. So nothing changes. Like mine's exactly the same, except my bill dropped by $78. So I'm all for that. So precinct code. Oh, the promo code of precincts, 10% off. And we have a new partner, freedomfirstbeef.com. I haven't ordered yet because we just got the approval for the stuff. All American affordable premium beef. There's no mRNA in it. Shelf life is 10 to 25 years, but you can also eat it now. Free shipping, 15% discount, promo code HOME. Or no, promo code Save My Freedom. I'm going to add that to the website and I'm going to send out in the Substack. But the thing that is important is because I had a steak in there and I think it was frozen from like 6 months or 8 months ago. I thawed it out, cooked it. Oh, yeah, throw it in garbage. Okay, so this, there's no, If you want steak, and it's actually affordable. I looked at the prices. So you might want to stop going to the grocery store because you don't know what's in that beef. Okay. I love fries, but I don't know what's in it. I can tell you some of that stuff is not, is funky. All right. Bring on the girls. Bring on the girls. There's a lot more, but I'm going to just put all the stuff in a sub-sec because I want to bring them, these guys on. And we're running way behind because of all the tech issues because of the demons. And one reminder that when you're watching the show live, I encourage you to do it on Brightian.tv. Brightian.tv because Rumble, even though I told you to subscribe to it, they love to censor us. They love to sabotage. But at least if it goes right to Brightian, it doesn't. All right. Leslie, give the rundown of the Board of Supervisors and then Daniel. Daniel can chime in because, like I said, he's at work. Oh, you're on mute. Mute. Unmute. All right. Go ahead. So give them the rundown for the Board of Supervisors. What's going on? What do you need? And why is it so important?
Okay. Well, definitely what is beautiful is we have a lot of patriots that want to come down and do their part. They're not sure what to say. So we have these little 2-minute scripts put together with 20-inch font.
Okay. So she'll jump in whenever, right?
Sorry.
No, that's good. So okay.
So you can come on down. In other words, just come down, support us. We have thumbs up. We have thumb downs, signs that we put together so that when they want to try and tell us be quiet, we're already putting thumbs up for the person that was up there saying what we want. When they tell us to be quiet and we're going to go, yay, on purpose, and then we're going to go. So the key thing is they just need to understand that we're not backing down. We're the ones with the power. We need to take back our power. We come together. We can do this. It's already growing. It's very exciting to see people. I mean, each time very important people are coming down. So they're seeing the importance of letting the public platforms be something in which the public sees that we are actively acting out our civic duties. So come and join us.
And then Denise, comment on you missed one or two, but you've been for most of them and you've spoken at every single one. And we played, was 2 weeks ago, we played at the end there. We're fast. I said, it's never a Board of Supervisors meeting until Denise Babayan yells, traitors, traitors.
Treason.
Yes,
they are.
Treason.
And they're so smug. So you get up there and you speak. And I'm just warning everybody, please, we do need numbers. Leslie's absolutely right. We need that place filled and we need a line out the door. This is why I get aggravated with Carrie Lake, because now she's off running for Senate. And I wish that she would keep her butt in Arizona a little longer to use the platform that she has to come on down and bring people to that Board of Supervisors. We should have a line. We should have standing room only in the back and a line out the door like Trump has at the rallies. If all those people came out with a big old screen out there showing what's going on the inside with people lined up to speak all day and all night. They don't like it when that happens, by the way. They don't like it when we speak. They don't. You can see it on their faces. You can see it in their actions. And at the end of every meeting, I'm just going to warn you, they have to go give accolades to themselves. They do the back patting thing about all the things they do wonderful. That's when I start hollering that they're traitors and they're treasonous. Mm-hmm. That's what they are.
So everybody that's watching this and everybody that lives in the state of Arizona should be wanting to go to this meeting, because the reason why your state and your life sucks right now in the state of Arizona, and you have an illegitimate governor, an attorney general, and Secretary of State, and the list is long. It's not just those. It's just those key races. Is because these people certified an election and oversaw an election that was beyond illegitimate. That's why I listed names and adjectives to describe the election before every show, so you guys remember, and you should be pissed, okay? There's a lot more people at fault, but they certified it. Okay, certifying doesn't mean, it just means that they signed the piece of paper. They didn't do any research. They didn't verify. Nothing was verified. There was no audit. There was no checks and balances. None of that happens during a canvass. Okay, that's not how it works. They just rubber stamp it.
But let's also remember that we were all down there that day. That was a packed house. The day they certified the 2022 election, we were all there. First, they tried to change the building. I guess they thought they would kind of
That's right.
Then they changed the time, and we waited for hours for them to start. Then we all got in there, we sat, and that's the day I met Leslie. There must have been at least 50 to 60 of us that gave testimony. And We all gave our own personal accounts. I gave them my accounts of what I saw floating to all of the polls in my area, in my legislative district. And there was so many other people that gave as good of testimony with their own eyewitness accounts. And guess what they did at the end of the day? They didn't deliberate. They didn't debate. They certified the election. And we asked them not to certify it because we told them of the malfeasance and the mishaps at the very mildest. Okay. We didn't call it and the fraud. They didn't care. They didn't care. Mm-hmm. And that's what's maddening about it. So we have to remember that we, the people, have the power. All power is inherent in the people. We also have the power to call for a special election tomorrow, if that's what we want. But we can't do that with only 25 people. We need numbers of people. How great would it be if Arizona, all eyes were on Arizona, where we actually got the crowd that I needed, Carrie Lake, Abe Holliday, Mark Fincham, where are all of you people?
Yeah, where are you?
There, that I worked my butt off for, that I knocked on over 6,000 doors for, where are all of you now? When we are literally like are squirming to try to get things done with the small amount of grassroots we have and not the platform that they have. We need them to come out. We need them to get the numbers in the streets. We need to get the even at the city council level, they're trying to turn Phoenix into a 15-minute city. There's that whole debacle. If we had that, we the people could actually exercise our power.
No, and I'm glad that you brought that up because you have all these people that love to get on microphones and they're traveling all over the country. They're asking for your money and you guys are dumb enough to give it to them. And they have no take action strategies. They have no plan. They're not doing anything here. We're doing the work on the ground and putting these things together. I mean, even digitally, the Ban the Machines campaign, okay? This has been going on for 13 months. Have you ever heard any of those people writing books? Have you heard of any of those people jumping on board with us to support that? Are they even talking about actually doing something to ban the machines? Are they talking about our elections are unconstitutional? Okay, let me give you a heads up. No, I want to read the book. No, F the book.
All of a sudden, the book we've known for the last 3 years.
And the people doing the work, there's no money there. These people aren't getting paid. I'm going to give you guys a reality check right now, and then I want to bring Daniel on because we're going to segue into this. Carrie Lake has already lost the election to be in the Senate, okay? Donald Trump has already lost the 2024 election to be president, okay? And you don't believe me? They did it in 2020. They did it in 2022. What makes you think something magic is going to happen when you have the same people and you have the same system? Okay? So the Board of Supervisors, the moment she announced, they were laughing. They're like, we get to do it again. This is going to be awesome. And they're like, oh, this is even funnier. They're laughing at you because you are giving her money. You're giving money to all these candidates that are going to run again for yet another position because they think that's why they lost. Oh, it must not have been the right position. What? It's a definition of insanity, okay? So they're laughing at you now. You got the election directors, the Board of Supervisors, the state of Arizona, everybody in these positions are laughing hysterically at the voters because you're giving support, you're wasting your time, and spending money. They're like, these people, they're gluttons for punishment. They're like, we did it so obvious to you guys this time, and you're coming back for more. It's like you love being slaves, okay? You love being slaves. You have to get rid of these machines. Your elections are unconstitutional until you take back Arizona, and you take back your country, and you take back your unconstitutional elections. You don't have a country. You don't have a country right now. Go ahead, Leslie, and then I want to bring on Daniel.
Well, I was just going to say, I know that some people have gotten a little discouraged, obviously, because this has been going on for a while. But what I need to tell everybody is this is the time where you got to dig in. I mean, this is what they're wanting you to do, is to get discouraged, get distracted. And therefore, it never gets dealt with. So this is the time where people need to go, okay, this is where we gain character. You know, the Bible tells us that we need to press on. And when we press on, that's the times that we gain character. So this is not the time to quit and say, well, it's an all and uphill battle. We can't do this. That attitude is exactly what they want. They've already had a victory. But you know what? There's enough of us that we're not going to back down. And there's enough of us that are moving forward. If you want to come join us, jump in. Come on. We welcome you.
I'm glad that you said that. And then bring on Daniel too. Bring on Daniel. So everybody's on Hunter. So it's, this is all the strategies that everybody's done for the past 3 years are to exhaust you by design from your own people. And they know that none of that was going to work because the election system is completely rigged. You cannot beat this behemoth. It doesn't matter. You can vote. The whole country could vote for Trump. He will not win 2024. Okay. That's just not, it's not going to happen because it happened in 2020. Did have that work out. Okay. Same thing for Lake. You think magically they're going to let her be senator? No. Okay. So they need to jump on board with us. They need to stop running for offices. You need to stop giving him money. So what I'm going to do this weekend, and then I want Daniel to comment. I'm putting together a 5-point pray, plan, and take action strategy to take back Arizona, America, and our unconstitutional elections, because it's actually fast and easy. And we also, not only do we know everything about the elections, and that's all going to be coming out. We're just trying to figure out how to explain it all because it's so much and so bad. But Daniel's court case. Okay, that is making so much progress. You need to understand what that is. That's all on the website. So when you do the ban the machines, you go to savemyfreedom.us, you click ban the machines, you get over to AZ Saves America. I put all of his stuff on the tab. It says court case. And you need to hold the turds accountable. That's all of the turds in the state. So can you bring on Daniel if he's there? Like I said, he's at work. All right, so this is fast and easy. All this can happen so fast. So he's going to give you the update and the rundown on how much power you guys have, because they can be out of office right now. Go ahead, Daniel.
So we filed a couple months ago an original writ. The original writ addresses the constitutional question of the HAVA Act, and then the statutes in Arizona that codified the HAVA Act. HAVA Act's a federal act. It's basically a federal funding. It's basically RICO in a sense, and they use that in our state to allow for machines and corporations to interfere with our elections. That's unconstitutional. Our elections are to be held by the people. And I hate to say this, guys, but that includes parties involved in our elections are unconstitutional. All right. So any party, association, or corporation, or agencies, any of that that's involved in our election process, the people's, is unconstitutional. We show that. That also all falls under the Administrative Act. We address in our original writ the Administrative Act, telling the court that they will not use the Administrative Act to interfere with our constitutional court of record. We lay out the jurisdiction, the venue, and the power, showing the people have the power in this matter, and then we waited for the court to respond. Well, the truth is the courts defaulted on judgment, all right? The representatives failed to respond properly, and when they did respond, they responded with private counsel. By the way, that's unconstitutional. You can't use taxpayer money to have private counsel. And so, you know, that's a big, big, big no-no. The lawyers never properly filed for substitution. Now, they are basically usurping the jurisdiction of the constitutional court. The judges are doing orders in minute entries. They're not lawful orders. Therefore, again, what's going on now is you have an administrative court and a court of record running side by side. We, the people, are running the court of record right now. We're running the constitutional court as the people, because now what's happened is the courts have vacated their power. All right. And because of that, now what you have is the people are the ones who have the power. OK, we have control of the court. That's what's going on. Well, Daniel, how can you say that? Well, we just issued a writ of prohibition. See, that's a sovereign writ. That's a powerful writ telling the court to cease and desist any usurpation of the judicial court of record. They have not responded. Matter of fact, they did respond. They put the writ of prohibition on the docket, and in the docket, they put a note that says notice of principle, notice the agent. So if you go there, what they're saying is they're telling the rest of the government to cease and desist what we said in the writ of prohibition. So if you go in there, we're talking about all administrative procedures against the people, everything. We're telling them to cease and desist. The lawyers are responding left and right. The judges are not responding to the lawyers now. You can see it. They're frustrated. They're all upset. So we then we decided, you know what, it's time. It's time to start showing the people that they never had the power in the first place. So we submitted writs of subpoenas. We subpoenaed the governor, secretary of state, AG, Chief Justice Bruton, all four judges that now are involved in our case. Four judges. Who has that? What case has ever had four judges involved in their case now, plus the Arizona Supreme Court? Nobody. Because they're realizing they done messed up big time with our case. So we've done that. We've subpoenaed them. We subpoenaed the clerk of the court. We subpoenaed the Board of Supervisors, Clint Hickman. All right. We subpoenaed the Senate of the president and the House Speaker of Arizona. We probably should have been subpoenaed more than that, right?
Yeah. He was in there too. And then Daniel, we got a hard stop at 4:58. So because of all the tech issues, I apologize to everybody. It wasn't as smooth as normal, and we had issues with sound and Daniel not being able to get in. So go to SaveMyFreedom.us over the weekend. I need you to subscribe. You're going to start doing the Ban the Machines campaign every single day, once a day. Tell 10 of your friends. It takes less than 2 minutes. The remonstrance from Daniel is on there, the court case, the website link to everything that he just talked about. It's on that website. You'll see it. It says court case. And we need to hold the turds accountable. It says turd contact. So it has their emails. It has their phone numbers. It has the websites. It has their Twitter accounts. It has their Facebook. Twitter's where it's at to hold these people accountable. Do not give them money. Okay. And I'm going to do the 5-point plan, and we're going to be, but you got to get active in this, because again, it doesn't matter. Daniel has an amazing case, but if the people aren't supporting it or understand it, it doesn't mean anything. I'm giving you the cure to the election cancer, and I'm going to show you how the cancer was actually created. But if you guys aren't doing these campaigns to stand behind it, and you're not talking about it, and you're not calling out the Board of Supervisors and the turds for not investigating the fraud and corruption in the election on November 8th in Arizona, it doesn't matter what I give you, okay? None of it matters. Again, this is the most important thing. Arizona, the people of Arizona, the entire country is relying on us in order to pull this off, because we have the ability to get these machines gone, to get these people out of office, and to take back our unconstitutional elections. We have all the tools and all the people that are doing it for effing free, okay? But we need everybody to get on board, because if we don't do this, again, by 144 days, when you have March 5th, which is the first state primaries, those machines are going to be in there, and it's going to be hard to stop a runaway train, then it is the people of Arizona. The fault of the country's dying is on your hands, everybody. Because we have all the tools. We have all the tools. And you're going to get on your knees and pray, right? That's part of it. That's why it's pray, plan, take action strategy. So we're asking you to get on board with all of us. We have the solutions, and all the other shit you're doing is a waste of effing time. Okay? There's five things. That's it. There's just five. All right. Go have a good weekend. I've just yelled at you.